Wednesday night, Saturn and the Moon make a nice pair in the southeastern sky at sunset. On Thursday, look for a nice pairing of Mercury and Venus in the western sky, as the two make their closest approach to each other for some time. The full moon takes place on Sunday this week, and on that day it will rise in the east at sunset and set in the western sky at sunrise.
When we're looking for Mercury and Venus at the same time, which will appear higher in the sky?
When we're looking at these two in the sky, currently Mercury will be just a tad bit higher, but Venus is the brighter of the two, making it easier to pick out in the sky.
And how about unusual things we can look for this week?
Well, Thursday, summer officially begins at 7:06, and that is the official moment of the summer solstice. On that day, the sun will rise directly in the northeast and set in the northwest, tracing its largest path across the sky and giving us the most hours of daylight. So, enjoy your extra sunlight on Thursday.
Lots of sunlight with the solstice. And you had sent me an email that there was a discovery you wanted to share with us.
Well, astronomers using the Keck telescope on Mauna Kea have measured the least massive galaxy, called SEG2, in the known universe. And this clocks in at roughly 1,000 stars and just a little bit of dark matter holding it together. This galaxy offers tantalizing clues about how iron and carbon and other key elements in human life originally formed. Astronomers have been searching for this type of galaxy for some years based on the cosmological models they have. The galaxy SEG2 is putting out 900 times as much light as that of the Sun, but that's minuscule compared to the total light output of most galaxies like the Milky Way, which shines more than 20 billion times brighter than our Sun. But despite its tiny size, researchers say this has an important step in understanding our evolution of the universe.
And Keck playing a role in all that. That's great.
A wonderful discovery.
Thank you so much, Sean. We appreciate it.
Mahalo for having me, Dave.
You are quite welcome. Sean Lotch, Emilo Astronomy Center on the Big Island. And you can find Stargazer on demand online at our website, hawaiipublicradio.org. Just follow the news links.